happy, happy, happy Sunday. Today, I want to talk to you about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. To be faithful means to be trustworthy. God can be trusted. Sometimes we meet people and they tell us things and we're not very sure. We can't rest on what they say. But the Bible makes it abundantly clear that God is faithful. He's trustworthy. You can put your life on His word and He will not fail you. You can trust yourself to Him. He will not disappoint you. Maybe there have been things that have tried to look like a disappointment or look like you didn't actually get what you wanted. I want you to know that God does not disappoint. You can trust Him. You can put your faith in Him. He will never disappoint you. Let's read from Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. This is a statement you'll find different times in the Word of God, talking about the dependability of God, His firmness, His steadfastness, His steadiness, His trustworthiness. He doesn't disappoint. No one will put their trust in God's Word and fail. No, because great is His faithfulness. Look at verse 24. It says, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Sometimes things could look prolonged. It looks like a long time before you get where you want to get to, or you get what you're expecting. But it says, it is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. How are you able to quietly wait? Because you know the one who promised is faithful and He will do it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. He says, keep saying it. You've heard the words of our man of God, Pastor Chris. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. That's actually what the scripture is saying. Let us hold fast. Let's continue speaking our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. No wonder the man of God, Pastor Chris, says, if you stick to the word, you will definitely come back with a testimony. Why? Because He that promised is faithful. The one that gave you that word is faithful. So continue to declare His word. That's what it means by saying, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Let's continue to say what God has said about us. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's continue to acknowledge Him because He is faithful. God can be trusted. Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at some more scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I mean, several scriptures let us know about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. He's trustworthy. Trusting the word of God is not a leap in the dark. No, it's not just trying to do something. It is depending on somebody who is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Oh, praise the Lord. It says God in every situation will make a way for you to come out. He won't allow you to get to the point where you are crushed by this challenge, by this situation. It says no, He is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. That means if you're facing anything, God knows you can bear it. God knows you can take it. God knows you can persevere a little bit longer. He is faithful. He won't allow you to take on what you cannot handle. And in every situation, He will make a way of escape for you. Oh, praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. I like this one. It says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. God is faithful to keep you from evil. Oh, praise the Lord. He is faithful to keep you from evil. He is faithful to keep you from evil. That's amazing. That means I can be going out sometime and I know that God is going to keep me from evil. He will guide me away from evil. He will keep me from the path of destruction. He is faithful. He will keep me from evil. Hallelujah. Let's see another one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That means God is faithful to keep your spirit, soul, and body blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful. He is faithful. He says, faithful is he that calls you, who will also do it. He will do this for you, your spirit, your soul, and your body preserved unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about his faithfulness. Meditate upon his faithfulness. Let your heart be assured that God is trustworthy. He is stable. He is steady. He will not shift. He'll be there. He'll be there for you in every situation. He'll be there with you in any situation. He is faithful. But what if you waver? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. God is faithful. Even when your faith shakes or fails, he's faithful. Remember, he started a good work in you, and he will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. Without wavering, God is faithful. Today, I want you to trust in the faithfulness of God. Maybe there's something on your mind you've been thinking about and you're wondering, will God really be there for me? Yes, he'll be there for you. Believe in his word. Believe in his word. The Bible talks about how Sarah received her child. He said, because she judged him faithful, who promised? Judge God to be faithful, that he will keep his word. Hallelujah. The Bible says he watches over his word to perform it. Believe God's word. He will not deny his word. Stick a hold on his word. Keep saying what he has said about you, and you will come out victorious. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, that word is for somebody today. And I want you to know that we are preparing earnestly for the night of blessings. September 12th, Friday, at the Zafar Balewa Square, from 6 p.m. till dawn, we are going to be in an amazing ambience of the Spirit. You'll be touched by the faithfulness of God. You'll be encouraged. You'll be comforted. You'll be strengthened for the days ahead. Don't miss it. Call now or send an SMS to 090-764-15312. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org. Let us know that you are planning to be there. Maybe you have never been out for such a meeting. Ask somebody to come along with you. Tell someone, let's go together. Let's go and worship God. Let's go and hear the word of God. Let's go and receive blessings. Everybody coming for the night of blessings is living with a definite blessing. Don't miss yours. Start preparing now, inviting others, and let us know that you are coming. We have buses from all over Lagos and even from outside Lagos coming to the Tafa Balewa Square that evening. Find out how to get on any of those buses. We'll take you to the venue and take you back home by the time we're done. Don't miss it. Make sure you are the night of blessings. Now, I want you to just hold on, stay tuned. Pastor George has some more information to give to you before we round off the broadcast today. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your words of blessing to us today. We declare that our hearts are assured of God's faithfulness in our lives. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, trusting the word of God is not a leap in the dark. It is depending on God because he is faithful. He is faithful to keep you from evil. He will guide you away from the path of destruction. So trust in the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. If you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for by the ministry of your word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, this one shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit today. I pray and I declare that in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you receive the Holy Spirit into you now. It is done unto you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ. Please reach us, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. If you have questions or prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to join us for a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a night of rejoicing, a night of victory, a night you'll never forget, because it's a night of the Word of God, a night of worship, a night of transformation. It's a night of healing, a night of the miraculous, a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafar Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations and other inquiries or information about the program, like parking arrangements, security arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And we do have free bus shuttle arrangements. Please reach us on our number for details of the bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. The number is 0907-641-5312. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, remember to join us on the following social media handles for a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips. On KingsChat, at LG Zone 5. On CFlix, a night of blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips. On YouTube, a night of blessings. On Instagram, a night of blessings. On TikTok, ANOFB2025. On X, ANOB2025. On Facebook, a night of blessings. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Adeola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.